Hello and welcome to Guide Dog's 90th Anniversary Garden here at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show. I'm Jonathan Smith.
And I'm Adam Walcott.
And we've designed this nostalgic artisan garden for Guide Dogs. This year will be our seventh garden at Chelsea. In previous years, we've won 4 gold medals here and the BBC People's Choice Award 3 times. The Guide Dog's entry is in the artisan category and is a conceptual sensory garden illustrating a journey from isolation and despair into a world of enrichment, acceptance and joy. Set in the 1930s, it reflects the beginnings of the charity, with the first 4 guide dog owners being veterans blinded in the First World War. It measures 8 by 8 meters square.
In the top left-hand corner of the garden, a rusted metal sculpture of a figure sits alone in a stone hollow, representing fear, isolation and despair. The planting around it is dark with little flower colour. The plants include a copper beech tree, ivy and lots of different ferns to add texture and interest. A First World War helmet sits by the side of the sculpture, a nod to the origins of the charity. A stone path leads uphill to the right out of the hollow. It is rocky to start with but evens out. The colour of the path also becomes lighter, where a second sculpture, another metal figure, is led out of isolation by their canine companion. They stand upright at the top of the slope, confident and full of hope. A signpost to their right points to a better future. It reads, "Living the life I choose." The path opens out and leads down into the central and main part of the garden. The back of the garden features a wild native hedge of hawthorn and field maple, which adds a sense of security. The boundary is made of reclaimed York stone laid very informally with low walls to add to the rural feel of the garden. You may be able to hear running water. A small stream flows across the front of the garden, and there is a wooden bridge in the middle, illustrating that there are many bridges to be crossed on the way to regaining independence.
Now, the planting is predominantly native wild shrubs and trees and wild flowers, but it's augmented with cottage garden perennials and fruit trees such as apples and pears. A vintage 1930s wooden bench sits in the centre of the garden at the end of the sloping path, where the guide dog owner can sit and relax, enjoying the sensual nature of their surroundings. There are bright blocks of contrasting colourful flowers in oranges, reds, yellows, pinks and white. The sound of running water, fragrant blooms and fruit trees and tactile wild grasses to engage and stimulate the senses. We had hoped to include 100% native British wildflowers, trees and shrubs in our design, but this year's Chelsea Flower Show was postponed from May until September, and so we've had to change the planting scheme. In September, you just don't have the range of colourful wildflowers at your disposal, so we've had to augment what September flowering plants there are with some cultivated perennials to achieve the vivid flower colour that we need.
As the garden is based in the 1930s, we've had to make sure the cultivated plants we've chosen were around at that time or before. We didn't want any new introductions to ensure that these cultivated plants have an old-fashioned natural feel. We've chosen 5 key plants to use in the garden. The first is Fagus sylvatica purpurea, a copper beech tree. We wanted to use a native tree that has dark, or in this case purple, leaves. In one corner where the sculpture of a blinded veteran resides. The part of the garden is dark with limited flower colour, representing fear and isolation.
Another plant that we've highlighted is Malva sylvestris, or the common mallow. This is a stunning September flowering wildflower that reminds me of my childhood and growing up on a farm in Kent, where it was abundant, growing around the country lanes. So many of our gardens have nostalgia at their core and the importance of the happy memories that they can trigger. As this is a garden dedicated to supporting people with sight loss, we wanted to ensure the garden could be felt as well as seen. This particular plant is a lovely purple colour. The third one that we've chosen is Aster fricatii monk. We wanted to use asters in the garden as they are plants that are always featured on dog-friendly plant lists. This particular variety is quite old, tried and tested, with stunning mauve flowers with a yellow centre. They're also very wildlife friendly, attracting all the pollinated insects, especially the bees. Another one, Anemone honoree Joubert, a Japanese anemone. We're using lots of these as the pure white flowers on tall stems are a great flower colour to contrast others against. Again, it's an old-fashioned variety that has its origins in the 1830s, so it's spot on for our 1930s garden. We also have Helenium Morheim Beauty, a stunning orange and crimson helenium, well-known and widely loved. It was bred in Europe pre-1930, and it's probably one of the must-have September flowering plants.
In our opinion, wildflowers are the unsung heroes of the gardening world, robust and colourful, and there's a wildflower for every part of the garden, be it damp and shaded or sunny and dry. So either leave a few in your beds and borders or add a few. These days, there are lots of wildflower nurseries, particularly online. One of our favourites here in our garden is the humble teasel, as it is commonly underused, but gives such height and structure to any garden, and the bees absolutely love it. Because there are sensory elements to the garden, we have included some fruit trees to add taste. There are heritage pear and apple varieties, both around before 1930. Apple and pear flesh is safe for dogs, and they absolutely love them, but the pips can be hazardous if eaten in very large quantities. So dog owners should therefore pick up any windfalls if they have fruit trees in their gardens at home.
Now, we hope you love the garden as much as we do. And if you've got any questions, please don't hesitate to ask us. One of us will be on the garden to help you.